This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. British military experts say with Mariupol, Ukraine, largely under Russia's control, Moscow is now likely to redeploy troop numbers, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The defense ministry says now with the number of defenders left holed up in the Mariupol steel factory dwindling, Russian commanders will be coming under increasing pressure to reallocate troops to bolster their offensive in eastern Ukraine. Moscow says more than 1,700 defenders at the steel plant have surrendered since Monday, the likely final stage in the nearly 3 month siege of the now pulverized port city. In Mariupol, an unknown number of defenders remain in the plant, which is the last bastion of Ukrainian resistance in the city. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said on Friday Moscow would create new military bases in western Russia in response to the expansion of NATO. Quote, by the end of the year, 12 military units and divisions will be established in the Western Military District, Shoigu said in broadcasted remarks. The Army expects to receive more than 2,000 units of military equipment and weapons, Shoigu added. Russian President Vladimir Putin sent troops to pro-Western Ukraine on February 24th, sending shockwaves across the world. Moscow's military campaign shook Sweden and Finland that, after decades of military non-alignment, decided to seek NATO membership despite warnings from the Kremlin. A Russian soldier told the court on Friday he had not wanted to kill an unarmed civilian and sincerely repented. The 21-year-old tank commander has pleaded guilty to killing a 62-year-old civilian in a northeast Ukrainian village on February 28th. The judge may hand down a verdict on Monday when the court next convenes. This is VOA News. While U.S. parents still await approval of a COVID-19 vaccine for children under 5, American health regulators are giving the go-ahead on booster shots for elementary school children. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
U.S. health advisors are urging a booster dose of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 5 to 11. CDC epidemiologist Dr. Sarah Oliver presented data on Thursday before a CDC advisory panel voted to approve the boosters.
A single Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine booster dose is recommended for persons ages 5 through 11 years, at least 5 months after the primary series, under the FDA's emergency use authorization.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention quickly signed off on the advice. The decision opens a third COVID-19 shot to healthy elementary school kids, just like what is already recommended for everyone 12 and older. I'm Jennifer King.
In Buffalo, New York, a plea for the U.S. to end racial violence, AP correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
86-year-old Ruth Whitfield was one of 10 black people massacred in an attack on a supermarket in Buffalo, New York. Her daughter, Robin Harris, during a Thursday news conference, first shouted, "How dare you," referring to accused gunman Peyton Gendron, before she called on people in this country to take action.
I need this violence to stop. We need to fix this, and we need to fix it now.
Attorney Benjamin Crump says gun makers know what they are selling and who their customers are.
What did they think this 18-year-old young man was going to do with an AR-15 that can shoot 70 rounds in 20 seconds.
Authorities are investigating the possibility of hate crime and terrorism charges against Gendron, who posted hundreds of pages of his plans before the shooting. I'm Tim McGuire.
Sudanese authorities released on Friday two anti-coup figures from the Communist Party a day after their arrest, the party said. The military's October takeover in Sudan has sparked nationwide demonstrations, which sparked a crackdown that has killed at least 95 protesters and wounded hundreds, medics say. Hundreds have also been arrested after rallies calling for civilian rule in the northeast African nation. Recapping our top story, British military experts say with Mariupol, Ukraine, largely under Russia's control, Moscow is likely to redeploy troop numbers. As Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu said on Friday, Moscow would create new military bases in western Russia in response to the expansion of NATO, and a Russian soldier told the court on Friday he had not wanted to kill an unarmed civilian. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.